We're turning your attention now to the situation with regards to the search for a GP and GP services and adequate GP services when it comes to the Iveragh Peninsula. Cork Kerry Community Healthcare, of course, is the one who organises GMS contracts with GPs and has a number of vacancies, of course, in Iveragh and South Kerry. There's been a task force that has been working hard in recent months with a view to addressing the situation in Cathair Sabine and the wider Iveragh Peninsula. Lots of different avenues have been pursued and initiatives have been tried nationally with the HSE to support the Department of Health in developing and attracting people to come and take up those contracts. And with me on the line to talk about this, we've got Stephanie O'Shea, who's a Sinn Féin candidate for the Kilmare Municipal District and Councillor Moriarty of Councillor Norm Moriarty of Fianna Fáil. Stephanie, I'll start with you. What's the latest development in terms of this? It looks like it could be coming to a close now. Is that right?
That is right. Our TD, our spokesman on health, David Cullinan, got notice last Tuesday that a contract is in the middle of being processed, and with all going well, we should have a doctor starting in Cathair Sabine on the 1st of July. And even better news on top of that is that our existing GP will be staying on. So that brings us up to at least 3 permanent GPs in the area. Not quite back to the 6 we once had, but we're getting there.
That will take its course from here. And it should deal with some of the pressures that people are feeling in the area in terms of getting access or timely access when they want to go to a doctor, Stephanie.
Exactly. The pressure has been on our local GPs. They've been working around the clock. You'll see them. They've been making phone calls to people at 9:30, 10:00. So this will hopefully take the pressure off them. But I hope that the supports keep coming in and that the pressure is kept off the new doctors as well. You know, they need to be supported by the HSE.
Okay. Norman Moriarty, what's your take on where things go now and how quickly this will be, I suppose, delivered, shall we say, in terms of contracts?
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, Stephanie, and indeed to all your listeners. Look, I suppose there's several elements to this, and while it is exceptionally good news, we do have a ways to go, okay? The rescindment of the resignation by Dr. Brian O'Dovan is, if you like, it's the anchor to all of this. It's one of the most important pieces here because linked to his tenure was care of the two community hospitals as well, which is effectively a separate contract. So Brian staying in situ gives us a lot more breathing room to succession plan for that element also. What is also coming on board here is while there is a qualified GP who has indicated their interest in the original vacancy, which is Dr. Kieran O'Shea's practice, very, very good news. That is working through the process now. We're very hopeful. We certainly don't want to jinx anything there. And hopefully those contracts will be signed, sealed and delivered in short time. But what is very important also is that, and again, as part of our commitment to the work of the task force, is a non-EEA doctor will also be assigned to Cathair Sabine to support the practices. And a non-EEA doctor is a doctor who is a qualified doctor but needs 2 years of supervised practice in an Irish service, which will allow them then subsequently to be eligible to take on their own practice down the line. So that additional manpower, that additional support is crucial here as well. And we're currently aware of that this individual is coming. From an age profile perspective, it's very healthy as well. They're a young person. They're in their mid-30s. One of the things we've been asked to do as a task force subcommittee is help to locate accommodation for them as well, which we're currently pursuing. So these are good things. These are very, very important things. But it is important that we continue to develop the GP service. And I know a lot of people are, the idea of a primary care centre, the physical building, is something they feel is also crucial here. And while, yes, it certainly is important to have a venue that is kitted out and can have meeting rooms and consultation rooms and that you could have visiting professionals like OTs, speech and language therapists, that they have a centre they can come to meet people rather than people having to travel north to Tralee to see them. Well, that is very important. The key thing to that is that you have to have a minimum of 3 GPs in order for any primary care centre to operate anyway. So The foundation of all of this is having GPs, qualified GPs on the ground in Cathair Sabine serving the wider community. And again, one of the things that we would have done, and can I just take this opportunity, please, to thank wholeheartedly all the members of the task force subcommittee, those that work with me, Kathleen Brannock, Fiona DeBush, Patricia Maher, Dr. Gary Stack, they put exceptional hard work into this over a long period. We're actually talking over 12 months at this stage now. We were particularly focused on this issue. Also the ICGP, the Irish College of General Practitioners, who were extremely helpful. We had several online meetings with them. And you know, really good work was done here. But equally significant to all of this was the local GPs, because those talking to us about their concerns, their issues, the obstacles to them staying on. So we knew how to focus on the asks. We knew that, you know, ability to take time off is one of the more crucial factors. You need to have support. You need to have access to locums. That locum service has to be affordable as well. It has to be reliable. And additional support as well to roster on to South Dock. Everything is about personnel on the ground. It's all about more GPs. Then the service will be able to operate correctly.
Yeah. Okay. Now, a statement from the Cork Kerry Community Healthcare have said, in particular, the national agreement between the Department of Health, HSE and the IMO negotiated last year introduced measures to address the challenges around hard-to-fill GP vacancies in rural areas. In summary, within the GP agreement, a number of measures were included in relation to maintaining GMS GP services in isolated rural and urban disadvantaged communities, including pilot initiatives whereby qualifying GMS practices where a vacancy has arisen due to retirement, resignation or death of the outgoing GP may form an affiliation with a larger practice involving two or more GMS GPs from the nearest population centre. So Stephanie, that's a change, a development that the government have introduced to try and deal with these things going forward, let's say a model. Would you be hopeful that will work? And was that the right thing to do to address these? Because it's not just rural areas, it's city areas as well are having problems.
Well, there needs to be a complete overhaul onto how they contract GPs in the area, and rural and both urban. Sinn Féin have been calling that for a long time. The contracting of a young person coming out of college in their early 30s with a young family may not want to take on a practice. It needs to be changed in such a way they can be direct hires into a practice. There's a lot of changes that can be made to help alleviate the pressure on GPs in the area and attract them to areas like South Kerry. So changes like this must be made. We had a meeting here at the end of February, a public meeting, with over 100 people in attendance. The people were delighted to be able to give their input into that meeting and for it to be listened to. But this was one of the points that came up in that meeting, and everyone was in agreement of that. But also the fact that we have a lot more issues than just the doctor around here now as well. So the doctor is great, but we have to get focusing on other issues as well. 2 weeks ago, we had no ambulance service in South Kerry because we had no staffing. There is nights that we have no South Dock, and with young children, I've had to do this myself. You'd have to drive to Tralee in the middle of the night to see a doctor. There's a lot of issues. This is a great step forward, but we have a lot more to fix.
Okay. All right. Listen, we're going to have to leave it there. My thanks to both of you for talking to us in the program about that. That is Stephanie on the line with us. There is Stephanie O'Shea, Sinn Féin candidate for the Kenmare Municipal District. We have Councillor Norm Moriarty as well in Fianna Fáil on that. If you want to get in touch with us on the show.